Friday edition. The Tailgate Tour Stops in Sun Prairie edition. Without me edition. The Rob Domofsky Scheduled to Appear edition. The someone perhaps from the bus, not Rob Domofsky, of the Tailgate Tour Scheduled to Appear edition. And the live from Buck and Honey's, even though you can't necessarily see them right now, edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. I'm told, even though I can't see them there, by Riley Yauch, who is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and used the word penultimate in his sports center, which I was very proud of him for. But from Buck and Honey's, it is our on-site producer, Jesse Nelson, and the Packers Hall of Famer, a veteran of the Packers Tailgate Tour. He went on one. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm home.
You just can't get out of that basement, can you? You tell us you're coming. You tell us yesterday you're coming. You tell our audience you're coming. You're telling the tailgate. You're telling all of Sun Prairie you're coming. And you just can't get out that basement, can you?
Well, there's a furry convention at the KI Center up here in Green Bay.
Sure.
I didn't want to miss it.
It's big.
Yeah, really huge. How are things at Buck and Honey's other
than... what happened? Tell us what's going on. How come there's no Wilde?
Well,
today?
So I was... when I planned on coming down, we were hoping that the bus would get there, and we have an event tonight at Buck and Honey's. Yeah. And you know that Buck and Honey's holds a very special place in my heart, regardless of the fact that I didn't come there. Because not only is Tommy a good friend of ours.
Yeah, you haven't come to a Buck and Honey's, though, and you've had.
But the very... Yes, I have. I actually ate at one more recently than probably any restaurant other than Rustique in Green Bay.
Okay.
I ate at the one in the Monona right off the Beltline. It was great, by the way.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
But it holds a very special place in my heart, not only because Tommy's been such a good friend of the show, but the very first Wilde and Tausch remote, when our show first began way back in 2016, was at Buck and Honey's. So it always has had a special place in my heart. But I had to come back right after the show today. So I heard you were buying lunch for the entire team out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
Which
right.
I think is great.
You were gonna buy lunch too.
You're so generous.
That's why I'm here.
I just don't. Yeah, I was surprised. I thought, you know, this could be fun. And you know what? In fairness, Jesse thought like that the Tailgate Tour was going to just hang out in Sun Prairie.
So did I.
I don't understand.
Do you guys understand what Tailgate Tours
no.
are? You don't sit in one spot. You're on a bus.
So I know they've got, like, the stops in Beloit and Wausau and all the places that they've been this week. But what
Blackville.
Else do they – like, what do you do during the day? Because the event is later today at Angel Park here in Sun Prairie, benefiting Sunshine Play. It's awesome. Like, they're doing this later. So what are Bulaga and Mark Murphy and Mike Daniels and what are they doing right now? Or – in 2 hours, like, are they just
on a bus?
Are they in?
They go stop at a school, or they stop at a children's hospital, or they stop at local communities on the way. You try to hit a bunch of spots. I believe they're in Platteville last night.
They
so
were.
I guess I don't know. Hopefully, trivia is Platteville to Sun Prairie, Wisconsin today.
Not geography.
My
no.
guess is you're going to probably hit a couple spots on the way. You know, what do you think? They just come plop down and say, "All right, we'll see you at 5 o'clock." Like that's not how tailgates work.
Do you stay in a hotel or do you sleep on the bus all week? Like
no, you stay in a hotel.
So they got to be in a hotel somewhere.
So in Platteville would be my guess. That's where the event was last night. Then they get up, they have breakfast, then they go have another stop. They'll do another stop before they come here.
This isn't common knowledge for the rest of us.
How it is not common knowledge when you hear the word tailgate tour, do you just assume someone goes and it's not called the Sun Prairie pit stop or the Platteville pit stop. It's a tailgate tour. And the fact that both of you guys didn't comprehend that
kind of blows my mind.
All right. So if I may briefly defend my honor, I understand that the tailgate tour.
I don't think you did.
Requires.
Because I think you bailed because you thought, well, those guys aren't even going to be there. I'm not coming. And what do you mean they're not there? It's the tailgate tour. It's a, you thought they'd just be hanging out at this gas station across the street from Buck and Honey's waiting to come over. I'm just dumbfounded by your guys' idiocy on this.
I will wear the idiocy comment just fine.
Jesse this week was literally when I told him it was like I slapped him across the face. What do you mean they're not going to be there at 9 in the morning? It's in San Pray all day, no?
So I was under the impression, as having not attended the tailgate tour or ridden the bus, I did follow it to one destination many years ago, to its like first stop. But I thought, all right, so they were in Platteville last night. I figured the bus then makes the drive from Platteville to Sun Prairie overnight. They stay at one of the more luxurious hotels in the greater Sun Prairie area. And then they do a bunch of stops in Sun Prairie. Mm-hmm. They go to the high school or the middle school. They go to a daycare center. They go to an old folks home. Then they do their event tonight, and there might be some time within their schedule to hang out with us at Buck and Honey's and enjoy the great food and have a bunch of guests on the show. And when Jesse informed me that that was not in the offing, he said, you know, so if you don't want to come down, it's okay. And if Jesse, who I think is our boss, sort of.
Yeah, I don't think he is. He's definitely not my boss. I can assure you of that. I can't speak for you, but I know for certain he's not mine. No offense.
So when he said that, you know, when the boss sort of says that you don't have to come, I said, well, okay, then I guess I won't. So it is 5 hours in the car. I got a lot to do today. It is a long round trip. You don't come to visit me very often up here in Green Bay, and that's fine. I don't hold a grudge, but apparently you hold one. You were very much looking forward to seeing me.
And this is, we'll move on. I'm not even going to go down that road. That's fair. I mean, you guys, the comprehension level on y'all's understanding of tailgate tours is mesmerizing to me. Like, it's just dumbfounding.
So are some of our ardent fans, like, Buck and Honey's doesn't do breakfast Thursday, right?
Brunch on the weekends.
Brunch on the weekends.
But today's Friday, so there is no brunch as much as we all.
I'll tell you what's exciting, though, and this would have been something, because I know we've always been trying to find you a hobby and you have none, and then you got into pressure washing. They got a great patio at the Monona one, but they have a great patio at the Sun Prairie location, and they're pressure washing it. That means you know it's getting close to patio season here, too. They got it's all going to be all nice and cleaned out. I don't want to speak for Tommy and the team at Buck and Honey's. I think the patio is going to be open this weekend. I'm going to put it on them. I think they're going to open the patio.
It's supposed to be like 70 degrees.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Let's get it open, Tommy. Let's go. I think Buck and Honey's patio, it's the best. Come on out all weekend long. I think the patio will be open.
Well, we certainly love our partnership with them, and we love Tommy and everyone over there. I guess now would be the time where I ask, though, since you're still working to get the video stream operating down there at Buck and Honey's.
Yeah, we're working on it. Sorry.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just pointing it out. And the people that are watching the YouTube or Twitter, I'm not even retweeting it right now because it's just me. I would be curious. What do we expect to occur during the window of our show with the tailgate tour? And I ask the tailgate tour expert that is Mark Tauscher, since we're, I believe, idiots when it comes to the tailgate tour. Like, is Mark Murphy going to swing by at some point to hang out with you guys? Because then, I would say there's a better chance of that now that I didn't come down. Is Bulaga going to stop by? Like, do we have any idea if anything tailgate tour related will, in fact, occur during the 9 to noon window on which Wilde and Tausch is on the air?
No, there was never going to be. That's why I don't comprehend what. No.
Now, is there, I believe, Jesse, as the content creator of this show,
mm-hmm.
I believe somebody's calling in, right, from
so
the boss?
So here's what I can share.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
So during the 10 o'clock hour, they will be en route to wherever they're going. I'm sure Tausch knows everything
they're not just
they'll be on their way somewhere.
No, just wait. No, there's a bus. They parked out right in front of Buckeye.
No,
there
is not.
For the
from the east side of Sun Prairie to the west side of Sun Prairie.
They're camping. So. They actually just started a fire out there. They're going to start a little campfire.
We have been told, and we are in talks about someone on the bus will be calling in to join us while they're en route. So we'll get a live glimpse into what's going on the bus.
Now, that'll be fun.
The latest update that I have is they're kind of all passing off like who's going to be on the phone with us. So Bulaga's on the bus. We don't want to talk to him because we talk to him all the time. Yeah. So Bulaga's nominating Rasheed Walker.
Rasheed.
And then Rasheed Walker saying, no, it should be Kenny. And then Kenny saying, no, it should be Alex Green. So I don't know who's going to talk to us. It could be Mark Murphy by the time we get to 10
it's
o'clock.
Not gonna be, I feel fairly confident.
It's going to be the bus driver.
We don't know when they're calling. We don't know who's calling. Yeah. For all we know, someone could pretend to call in and be Mark Murphy, and we might have to believe him.
The rumor is it might be Shohei's interpreter. That is who may be our guest.
I would love to talk to the bus driver if the bus driver did call in. Probably can't talk while he or she is driving, but
it's probably fair.
They can pull over.
Well, I guess we're locked into the bus driver now for sure, because when it gets back to the bus that you've said, I would actually like to talk to the bus driver, even Alex Green is like, sure, sounds great. We'll go get some late lunch, early lunch, late breakfast. All right. Well, we'll get ready for whomever decides to join us from the tailgate tour bus. I can tell you this, Rob Domofsky is not on the bus, but he is scheduled to appear coming up at the bottom of the hour. So before we get to him, we're going to talk a little bit about the aforementioned Rasheed Walker, who he wrote about for today or yesterday, and I wrote about for tomorrow. What is his role actually going to look like, and how is he approaching the possibility that the Packers will pick an offensive lineman with their first-round pick? We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to Rob coming up after Tausch tells us about his love, not just for Buck and Honey's, but for Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Indeed, you can turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand-new Pella Windows and Doors. The luxurious look, the sleek design, and the custom colors available are guaranteed to give your home that extra pop to entertain and to keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. No, or you can have no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
There they are. If you're watching on the video stream,
we're on TV.
We have
Tausch.
Connectivity.
Oh, what a world, huh? What a world.
Tausch's attitude is great. You would think that he'd actually be happier that I didn't come down, which is a little perplexing. But nevertheless, Tausch is excited to be at Buck and Honey's with Jesse. We got Riley Yauch. That is not his penultimate show with us, hopefully. But he is working from the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. I'm here in Green Bay. The tailgate tour bus for the Packers rolls on. Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear later in the hour. We'll talk about Rasheed Walker next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And sponsored by American Family Insurance. Yeah.
Jesse and Tausch live from Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie awaiting the arrival of the Packers tailgate tour bus, which may or may not just come straight to them and hang out all day at Buck and Honey's.
I think they're roasting marshmallows right now.
I don't really like your attitude about this.
I think a little campfire, it's beautiful. You're playing Pictionary on one of those big whiteboards. Having a great time.
Is Pictionary a campfire game?
If it's not, it should be.
I thought maybe ladder ball.
Why would it not be?
First of all, you don't have a flat surface to write on.
I mean, if you have a big tailgate bus, you can put
putting out an easel, though. He just said he's got an easel.
Then where's your campfire if you're talking about this in a tailgate
setting? You got like a big white grease board. You put it under the bus.
Murphy can't be good at Pictionary.
I think he'd be better at Pictionary than he would be like Taboo.
Nice. Not bad, actually. Tausch will continue to give us imaginary updates on the Packers tailgate tour bus that is
so
not parked
to me.
Outside.
Wildy is covered. The tailgate tour has been going. I think I did like the second one. I think the tailgate tour has been going now 20 some odd years. And the fact that Wildy had no concept of what was going on still is amazing to me.
You can continue with that narrative. I actually do understand it. I just thought they spent more time in Sun Prairie today, which was part of the reasoning behind you guys being at Buck and Honey's. So I'm glad that they are spreading cheer and green and gold happiness throughout the state, including in Sun Prairie. Jesse, you mentioned it, but let's give this one more pop before we move on. Tonight's event in Sun Prairie is what?
It's at Angel Park, and it benefits Sunshine Place. So this is going to be where the real action is, not us sitting around here with imaginary updates. Later tonight is the big show. So that's at Angel Park. You're going to be there, right, Tausch? You're going to be part of this thing. And it supports Sunshine Place, which supports services for families and individuals facing food insecurity, housing instability, and other barriers to family and household stability. It's a really great cause. You can learn more at sunshineplace.org to find out all the things that they do. But we'll give updates again throughout the course of the day. And, of course, tonight, everything benefiting Sunshine Place. And that's what's awesome about the tailgate tour, that all around the state benefits all these great different causes, and Sunshine Place and Sun Prairie, one of the many being supported by the Packers tailgate tour this year.
Tausch, do you have an actual like role in the event? Like, are you on stage? Are you gonna tell dad jokes?
Yeah,
like,
I got jokes in my pun book. I'm bringing my
all right.
Wow, that'll really pack them into Angel Park.
I'm not 100% sure how many puns I'm going to bring, but I will bring my pun book out to Angel Park tonight.
Can you pick your favorites and have Mark Murphy deliver them for everyone?
I don't know. I'm not sure where Mark heads at.
Work together on that. I
think he's. I think now that he's in front of, I think he'll be more buttoned up. But, yeah, I'll see if he's open to doing something like that.
Well, it's a big couple of days for you because you not only will be part of tonight's events in Sun Prairie, but also you got mentioned in Rob Domofsky's story about Rasheed Walker.
Oh, wow.
As an example of a seventh-round pick who can become a stalwart offensive lineman and starting tackle for a very, very, very long time. Rasheed Walker was the 249th overall pick in 2022. Unlike Tausch, he did not start as a rookie. He played four special team snaps his rookie year, but last year he started 17 of the Packers' 19 games, including playoffs, and it led to a reference about old T.
I don't think I realized he started that many games. I suppose David played one.
Yash started one. And that was it.
Interesting tidbit by Rob. That's a lot of starts.
Yeah, that was my tidbit. But be that as it may, here's the part from Rob. The Packers have turned seventh-round picks like Walker into long-term starting linemen before. Mark Tauscher, a seventh-rounder in 2000, went on to start 132 games at right tackle over his 11-year career. Mm. Now, you did experience toward the end of your career, not early, I don't think. Maybe when they picked in the fourth round Alan Barber. But were you apprehensive every year around this time that they might take a tackle high in the draft and how that might affect your future?
No.
Because you can't live that way, or because you knew you were the dude?
No, I mean, you can always, for me, it just didn't matter because I knew every year stood on its own and you had to go out and deliver. So
obviously, I didn't want them to take a tackle in the first round, you know, in 2003, 4, 5, like that, because you understand the economics and the business of football that they're going to want their first-round pick or second-round pick to play. But they also, from a coaching staff standpoint, want to win. And if you're doing your thing and you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're doing it consistently and the coaches trust you, anything to worry about. So there's so many other things you can worry about. And what good is it going to do for me back then, Rashid Walker, to sit there and pout and whine and cry and mope and sulk if they draft somebody at the 25th pick? Is that going to help him accomplish what he's looking for? Or is it going to put a spur in his boot, a crawl in his daddy, I don't know, whatever other saying you want to say, say, you know what, let's let this thing go.
You should use that on stage tonight.
You focus and you let it rip and you try to figure out a way to continue to hold on to that job, because I don't care if they draft a kid number one, he is not going to be the starting left tackle going into training camp. Rashid Walker is going to get that opportunity. And just like we heard Steno last year, Josh Nyman should have been able to secure that and run with it. He didn't. And part of that is credit to Rashid Walker that he hung in and did what his deal was. So you're always in competition. Unless you're the highest paid, best player in the world, you're going to be in competition. And everybody knows they're drafting someone. They want to get younger and cheaper every year and better. And it's your job to not let them do it.
That was really good, except for the craw in your daddy.
Craw in your daddy?
So
you know
so,
what I meant.
So Rob and I and Wes Hodkowitz and a few others talked to Rashid Walker before they departed on their tailgate tour. And we talked to him about this very topic. And we had Matt Bowen on yesterday, who said that Amarius Mims, the Georgia tackle, would be the kind of guy that you don't necessarily want him to start right away as a rookie. He started 8 games at Georgia. Packers had him in on a top 30 visit. So maybe there is this half measure where Rashid Walker is the starter for another year and Mims moves into the starting lineup down the road as a first-round pick. But you're right. It doesn't do you any good to mope.
So, Jason, here's the deal. This is the fascinating part, and this is why late-round picks constantly have a chip on their shoulder. Because if Rashid Walker was a second- or third-round pick, we wouldn't even have this conversation.
You're right. You're right.
But you know what? What was Zach Tom? What was he picked?
5th.
And nobody's having that conversation. I don't care. They could draft Orlando Pace Jr. and say he's going to be our right tackle. Zach Tom ain't giving that spot up. And there ain't anybody that doubts that. The fact that he's played at that level. So if Rashid Walker goes out and plays the first half of next season and is a stud, he'll be Zach Tom'd. And we'll be stop having that conversation.
Zach Tom, a 4th round pick, I should correct. He was the 140th overall pick. So he went 109 picks before Rashid Walker.
So this is why draft picks matter. Because the old saying and the adage about late picks have to constantly prove themselves, for early picks have to constantly prove that they can't. But you can do it, and you can prove it. And if Rashid Walker showcases that he is as good as he finished the season off and he plays well, none of this other stuff matters.
But you would agree that Zach Tom has played at a higher level than Rashid Walker did
100%.
And done it for longer.
Yes.
And that's why we're not talking about him.
I literally just said that, and that's why nobody is saying, well, they draft this kid from Georgia, he's played right tackle. Oh, okay, great. Zach Tom's going to play where he wants because Zach Tom's a stud. Nobody's saying that about Sheed yet because he has not proven it over a long haul. And I think there's doubts. Oh, he's a 7th-round pick. Is he a fast enough feet? Oh, can he hold up, you know, against the best? You know, those are the questions he's going to keep getting. And when and if they draft a offensive tackle, the Georgia kid or whoever it would be, everybody is just going to assume, oh, he's going to take your spot. You know who's got control on it? Rashid Walker and say, no, he's not. He's not going to. Because he's proven he can block in his league. This young kid, He hadn't proven that yet. He's got all the skills and the talent, but that don't mean jack. I've seen plenty of first-round, second-round picks can't play a lick. Oh, they got great numbers. They move. Yeah, that's great. How are you going to handle when you get beat and it's loud? Are you going to say, or are you going to bow up? I don't know. That's when you find out what you got. And Rashid Walker is able to bounce back and do that last year. I don't know if this new kid, that's the part that you can't test, that you see, you watch, and you understand it.
There's also the possibility that they feel good enough about him that they will not go tackle in the first round at all anyway. And
I'm telling you, in an ideal world, they want to get an interior lineman, a.k.a. I believe they want to have somebody that can be the starting center. I don't think they want to pay Josh Myers $12 million a year to be their starting center moving forward. I think they want to refurbish, get younger, and have another stud inside. That's what I think they want to do with one of those early picks.
The conversation we'll have with Rob Domofsky, who had some interesting statistics in his ESPN.com story, is Rashid Walker good enough that they don't have to draft a tackle? Because Matt LaFleur's answer initially at the NFL meetings was kind of wishy-washy. Then it was stronger, but he also pointed out that we'd seen great flashes, but not consistency from Rashid Walker. He also, as we all did, talked to Brian Bulaga about Rashid Walker, who, as we know on this show, watches film of every game very closely and had seen the improvement in Rashid Walker. We'll talk about that with Rob. He's scheduled to appear next. I also do wonder, and we can get to this with you later, but did you ever reach the point where you didn't feel like you had a worry?
If you get to that point, you're in trouble.
Like, is that, because that's not necessarily complacency, right? Like, Jordan Love's not worried about Sean Clifford taking his job now. He's focused on being the best version of himself, but like, does the chip ever go away? We'll talk about that as well. Rob, scheduled to appear coming up. Want to remind you that right now is the best time to refresh your space during Steinhoffel's 3-day best brand sale. You can take an extra 10% off all of their best brands: Cannondale, Gasho, King Hickory, Flex Steel, and more, all 10% off. And if you need a little extra help transforming your space, save up to $200 on Steinhoffel's design services. Plus, you'll get a $100 Bucks gift card when you spend over $1,999. Today through Sunday only, you can shop both in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Rob Domofsky is not on the tailgate or bus.
No, I think he's out there roasting a hot dog with Murph.
Oh, my God.
But I'm sure he had a better understanding of what
Rob's
today would look
Dijon
like.
I bet Rob's a Dijon guy. He likes a little Dijon mustard.
Bijan Robinson?
I like Dijon.
Mm. And Dijon. Well, we like Rob Domofsky, and we like the fact that he snuck your name into his story at ESPN.com.
I'd like him to promote the show when he does that in his article. I don't know if that's IPT or not, but that's what I would prefer.
How does it feel that you've gotten in his head enough where he went from thinking about you with the articles to just writing about you?
Flat out mentioning you, yeah.
You know, Rob's my, I think he might be my favorite now.
Well, bad news for Tom Silverstein. It is Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're great. So the Rashid Walker story to me is a very interesting one, and I thought you had some fascinating statistics that would indicate that maybe
He's better than he got credit for last season. Tell us about those numbers that you included along with Tausch's name in your piece at ESPN.com.
Yeah, my bad for not mentioning the show. That was I don't know if that would have made it through the editors. What I should have said was I put it in there and the editors took it out. That's what I should have said.
But you're honest. Yeah, you're honest to a fault.
Thank you for your efforts, Rob.
So Rasheed Walker, we all thought, had an okay first year as a starter at left tackle, but there were, some inconsistencies. But there's two things that I think, A, support that, but B, give you, maybe pause to think that they don't have to draft a tackle in the first round or even the second round. He did allow 8 sacks, which was the most among any Packers linemen, and was probably there were probably maybe, I want to say, 15 or 20 guys in the league that allowed more than 8 sacks. However, according to ESPN's pass block win rate, which I believe is essentially they watch every play, and if you hold your block for more than 2.5 seconds and in that time the quarterback is unaffected by it, then you get a win. And he had literally the highest pass block win rate of any offensive lineman, regardless of position, tackle, guard, center, that played at least 450 snaps last season.
In the whole league?
That's number one in the whole league.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Now, his run blocking was about middle of the pack, I think was 37th out of 70 tackles.
Rob, Wildy, you guys remember what Josh Sitton said, right?
About wiping his rear end with
not the butt wiping.
I got higher grades from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel because I was a source.
Oh, wow. You're going to throw that out there, huh?
Wow. He said many things, Tausch, as we have illustrated.
It basically was your pass block for dough.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, he's probably – one of the things he's probably not wrong about was that.
I can't believe Will be throwing a shot at him like that. Wow.
Yeah. I do think, though, that, it makes you think, maybe tackle isn't the – absolute surefire, pick at 25 or what's the next one? 50 something? 51?
No, 41 and then 58.
So 41. Yeah, that's right. 41. Maybe it's not. Maybe they aren't taking a tackle there. And maybe they do believe in Rasheed Walker. Now, Matt LaFleur's comment about, while he was our tackle this year when asked whether he's the tackle of the future. So, and then he quickly kind of changed course and praised him a little bit. But, of course, our friend Wes just heard the praise. That was an inside joke.
But anyway, I appreciate it.
I think, here, if you're Rasheed Walker, and this is basically what I said in the lead of the story, you have literally no idea whether you're the left tackle for the next, 6-7 years, or you're out of a job if they draft somebody, and that's the crazy thing about this game.
Wow,
is that you can think that you have a job, and then all of a sudden, based on the draft, you don't.
No, I mean, he's not going to be out of a job. He's going to be the swing tackle if he doesn't.
Well, right, yeah.
So.
Out of a starting job.
I think it's – I mean, there is no question they're going to try and upgrade that spot. I don't think anybody – you can read the tea leaves. That's going to be something. But it's going to be up to Rasheed to utilize some of that positive stuff. Yeah, he's got some negative things too, and see how he progresses. But, Rob, I really think that they want to find the center of the future. Do you think if you had a guess right now at this time, is Josh Myers on this team after – when we're looking at, what is it, April 13th today? Is he on this team next year?
No. In fact, I think the starting center is on this team right now, but it's not Josh Myers, the long-term starting center.
Who's it going to be?
I was told by a couple people that within the organization, they think they think Zach Tom is a really good – is a Pro Bowl right tackle, an all-pro guard, and a potential Hall of Fame center.
Ooh.
So there's your set. There's your center.
Ooh.
Man, is it nice when beat guys bring takes like that. Holy
That's a direct quote from
that is take. That's quoting someone
wow,
in the building.
Wow.
Yeah, that is not. That's called reporting.
Wow.
Quote. That's
holy.
Not, that's not bold predicting.
Jason, did you hear that?
I did. In fact, I've heard that from Rob multiple times.
Yeah, Rob, you're my number one. Hey, Rob, you are my number one. Holy cat. So you're telling me somebody in that front office told you, because I was just saying, Zach Tom gonna have to worry. They draft the tackle. You don't have to worry. He's going to be, you know, if he wants to be the tackle, he's going to be the tackle.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of going to the combine and being out late at night and running into people in the building.
What a bold and sexy take that was. Hall of Fame center is what you're telling me. Dwight Stevenson.
Wow.
Dermoni Dawson. Zach Tom.
Well, we'll see.
Wow. That just blew my mind.
Like, are you so blown away you have no more questions? Or?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm shocked.
I am just thinking of the next question, I will say that you talked about the Dijon mustard. Jason knows this. I am not a condiment guy. We've talked about this when you've been out on assignment, that I no ketchup, no mustard, no mayo for me.
So your fries are just straight-up fries, or you don't eat fries?
I love cheese fries.
Cheese fries. But you dip in nothing. You don't like an aioli? You don't like...
I will eat an aioli or a chipotle mayo or flavored mayo, but straight up mayo on a sandwich, no thanks.
So ketchup for nothing, huh? You don't want ketchup on anything?
Ketchup is the A number one, as Mike McCarthy would say, A number one bad thing. And in fact, I've said this before, there are many things, I'll just say it. I would rather eat a steaming pile of dog doo-doo than ketchup.
You would not.
Well, no, I know. I'm exaggerating, but
that was a bold, sexy take right there, too.
At this point, Rob can say whatever else he wants, and he's
got a few gimmies.
He gave us exactly what I was looking for. Good, yeah. He could say that he'd rather eat bird poop than ketchup, and we'd be like, okay, Rob, yep, that sounds good.
Talking with Rob Dabowski from ESPN.com. Rob, did you know that the do you know a lot about the tailgate tour? You've never been on it, right? Aaron Popke has never gotten you on the bus.
No, I'm not big on bus trips. But what I know about the tailgate tour, what I know about the tailgate tour comes from standing outside the American Family Insurance gate at 8 a.m. before they leave and interviewing the participants. Most years, that's as far as I go with the tailgate tour. I've never been to one of the stops.
So that's exactly what we did earlier this week, and during that time, you got to reconnect with Alex Green, who was very excited to see you. I thought that
was
great.
Yeah. I don't even remember ever interviewing Alex when he was in here, but he was very – told me how good I looked and that I haven't aged at all. So.
What the hell is
another
thought I was somebody else.
Another bold and sexy take. But the one thing I'm curious about before you go is that when we go back to the offensive line, we had Elton Jenkins there, we had Bulaga there, obviously Rashid Walker. It is in a weird spot, right? We just got done talking about what we think of the center position. And yet, in theory, depending on how the draft falls, the five that are theoretically starting could be very well opening the season in Brazil as the starting five. Like, it's not like it's this massive glaring need, even though they moved on from a five-time All-Pro and let two other guys who started a fair number of games move on. What do you make of where they're at on the line as a whole?
Well, clearly they were planning for that, Jason, with the rotation between Runyon and Sean Ryan, right? I mean, that was when you knew John Runyon wasn't coming back, so they were already sort of preparing for that. And while Sean Ryan didn't start, he played, and you could almost say, well, he's a returning player at that position. It's not. I mean, it is a new starter, but it's not a new starter, if that makes sense. And then, you know, if Rashid ends up holding the job down, you're right. But it's like the only position on offense, maybe other than one more tight end, but it would be more of a specialty blocking type of tight end. But those are really the only spots on offense where you're like, okay, there might be a little bit of a question mark. They, you know, they don't need – they're set at receiver. You know, running backs one and two appear to be set. Now, that doesn't mean they won't draft somebody in the third, fourth, fifth round. somewhere like that. But otherwise, you know, we've seen this before, but otherwise I think it's going to be a defensive draft, which, you know, shocking because they seem like they're all defensive drafts around here. But, yeah, look, the thing, the improvement for this team on offense is probably not going to come from new starters or new players other than Josh Jacobs, obviously. But it's going to come from how much the first and second year players from last year improved, you know, to this year. And that's where this team gets better, and that includes the quarterback as well.
All right, Rob, last thing before we let you go and we talk to Rashid Walker coming up. Are you going to Brazil? Are you excited to go to Brazil? And are you commuting to fly out of Chicago because of those darn runways that just aren't long enough up here in Green Bay?
I don't know for sure if I'm going, but if I'm going, I will be flying out of Green Bay because I will not be on the direct flight. There's last time I checked on Expedia, there was no direct. So I did look on the preferred airline website. It starts with V and ends with A and has a ELTA in the middle. Is the preferred airline of Rob Domofsky Travel and Leisure.
So you'll promote Delta Airlines, but you won't promote Wildy and Tosh. Okay. What else can we promote,
this
Rob?
Quite a roller coaster.
Rob, what's your drink of choice that you ought to promote? Like, where's your favorite restaurant and everything else?
At this point, Tosh, Delta has given me more than the Wildy and Tosh show.
Wow!
Dang!
I don't even have a Wildy and Tosh like coffee mug or T-shirt or anything.
Neither do we.
That's true.
It was $2,200 on the flight there, and I have sent my submit. My boss has asked me to send an estimated cost. And I sent them the estimated cost, and they're going to see whether they want to send one of us, meaning either me or our Eagles reporter, which is typically what they do on international games. They only send one of the two reporters. But this case, they said they were going to look into sending both of us. Apparently, you need a visa. Not only do you need a passport, but you need a visa to go over.
I thought I saw someone sent me something. You don't need a visa till after that game. It'll be the next year.
Okay.
But I don't know. Rob, if you had to choose.
If you listen to Tosh, you might not get to go.
Do you want to go?
I want to go because it's probably a place I would never go on my own. I wouldn't just say, yeah, let's go to Brazil. So from that standpoint, I would. The part that gives me pause is that it's the first game over there. And do they have the kinks ironed out? I mean, look, the London game was pretty cool to go to London. But from a logistics standpoint, getting places, getting to the stadium, getting to the practice, it was a nightmare. It took forever. And they've been doing it in London for how many years? And it was still – maybe that's London and the traffic. But I would rather go if it was the second time that they were in Brazil. The first one I think is going to be – you know, there's going to be a lot of things that they haven't thought of, and it might be a difficult trip. But no, you know what? If they're playing a game, I would rather cover it in person than not cover it in person.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Rob, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
All right, have a great weekend. We'll be seeing you.
That is Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com.
He brought that smoke.
Yeah, apparently we need to get him a mug.
I was just trying to think, like, is Delta paying him to come on their airlines? I doubt it. Maybe I'm wrong.
But at least we know how he would get to, say, Detroit if he wanted to go to the draft, because he is not going to get to go as part of AmFam's promotion.
No, calling all Packer fans, American Family Insurance wants to see you and a friend in Detroit for this year's draft. Enter the Dream Draft Day sweepstakes for the chance to win two tickets to the draft, travel and hotel accommodations to Detroit, customizable jersey, and much, much more. Go to AmFam.com/Packers to learn more and to enter.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Thanks to Rob Domofsky for telling us that he'd rather eat dog poop than ketchup, but also for telling us that Zach Tom could be a Pro Football Hall of Fame center
in the estimation of some that work inside the building at Lambeau Field.
It's really tough to see somebody that plays the offensive tackle position as well as he does and move him into center. It's a big, bold move, man. That's one of those things. Now, if you draft that tackle, that's why if you're Rashid Walker, you just keep plugging, because maybe what might happen next year, you put Zach Tom in. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces with that whole deal.
Indeed, there is. Zach Tom will be playing in this league regardless. I think he's proven that. He will not be joining the Johnson & Sons paving team like you will be, at least albeit briefly, for one gig.
Indeed. And who wants a visit with old T? Well, if you are, Johnson & Sons is inviting me out to one of their job sites this summer. And that could be with your business. Book an appointment before May 31st, and you could see me out there with the crew. Got all the gear they've sent me. I got the level. I got a hard hat. I got a vest. I got a sweater. All out there. And I'll be ready to get out there and work. And you know, the winter here in Wisconsin, it is pothole country, potholes everywhere. I hope that's what old T's going to end up be doing. I'm going to come out there and I'm going to get some of that good asphalt. We're going to get that nice leveled out so your roads are beautiful that you can drive on. That's what old T's going to get done. It'll be nice, easy work for the Tauschenator. Visit Johnson & Sons.
What?
That's what happens when you ad-lib a little too much. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com, and I'll start digging for my
heart. Why'd you end up in the UP?
Well, I'm trying to follow that tailgate tour. I think they might be up there.
Rashid Walker scheduled to join Jesse, myself, and the Tauschenator to kick off the 10 o'clock.
The Tauschenator, eh?
Oh, jeez, the Tauschenator.
Laying that asphalt, huh?
Yeah, it was something. Not sure where that came from. But...
we'll introduce...
It's not a wolf, Riley.
We'll introduce Tausch to Rashid Walker. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.